Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, here we go. This is Lock and Load, and of course we're going to wind our week down with writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
I don't know how I did that. Let's get back on this one. So, at Ammoland, they published an article today. It's a 2x4 with a piece of pipe strapped to it, and this is a ghost gun, yeah?
Yes, because there's no serial number. It's homemade. It doesn't cost much. I think I priced out making one of these one time, and it was about $10 to $15 of hardware parts. You know, with inflation, it might be up a bit. I know that I made one kind of similar, but electrically fired back in the 1980s, just as a proof of principle, with a 4-shot 45 caliber electrically fired one, and it cost me $12 in parts back then. And 12 hours worth of time to put it together. And it was just proof of principle that it's not that hard to make a working firearm that's perfectly good for criminal activities. And for years, we've been having people tell us that ghost guns are really horrible and that they're a big danger to the Republic because they don't have serial numbers. Well, most guns in the U.S. did not have serial numbers up until 1968. They weren't required to have them in any case. And there are millions of guns without serial numbers out there, and they're all perfectly legal. So a few more is not going to make much of a difference. The idea that a homemade gun is more dangerous than a factory-made gun because a factory-made gun has a serial number, that's just kind of odd. And they claim that it's more dangerous because the police can't, quote, trace them. But tracing a gun doesn't stop crime. And it's turned out to be extremely ineffective in prosecuting people. And most of the time, they don't even bother trying to trace a gun if it's more than 7 years old. Because it has probably gone through several hands. And once a gun is stolen or sold in the gray market, it's untraceable whether it has a serial number or not.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. So what some people have done, I call them Second Amendment activists, who also are entrepreneurs, they see these gun turn-in events that are called by the Orwellian name buybacks, but you can't buy back something you never owned before.
Yes.
And they see things like no limit, $200 for X type of gun, $100 for this type of gun, no limit and no questions asked and no ID required. And so they go and they know something about 3D printers or blocks of wood and pipe, and they put together a bunch of fireable but crude firearms and take them to this event. And the first I've heard of, initially, I think there was one in New York where they turned in 4 or 5 of the slam fire type shotguns.
Right.
But then in July, only a little more than a year ago, in 2022, an activist turned in at least 62 3D printed.
I remember that.
What appeared, appeared to be single shot 22 pistols They got paid several thousand dollars for them. And then only a month later, another Second Amendment activist turned in a bunch, 110 3D printed ghost guns, but they were even simpler. These were what they call Glock switches. And they're very illegal.
Yeah, they're just a little piece of plastic.
A couple little pieces of plastic. There's not much to them. They do have a little, one or two moving parts. You install them on the back of a Glock slide, and you can turn a Glock into a full automatic firearm. And this guy got $21,000.
Wow.
In gift cards for turning in a bunch of plastic junk. He actually was interviewed anonymously, and I was able to find that interview. And he said the whole purpose was to show how stupid and perverse these gun turn-in events were. And the attorney general, who was our one of our least favorite attorney generals, Letitia James in New York, said that 177 ghost guns were paid for. Well, Kim, who was this interpreter, said he turned in 110. So that means there were 67 more that somebody else, or more than somebody else, turned in. Well, I believe New York changed their law after that. So now we have an event in El Paso coming up this weekend. Let's see. It's the, I think the 18th. I have to look. It's Saturday. This Saturday. And they'll be paying relatively little for, firearms. I think, only $100, $150 for a pistol, $100 for a long gun, and, $50 for one that doesn't work, they say. And they have a lot of money behind them. $180,000
worth
of gift cards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of gift cards to give out, and they're not offering much money for the guns. And that is a great recipe for people to purchase, guns at these events for as private purchasers, because they're only going to give you $100 for a Browning Auto 5 that your grandfather had. You know, it's not hard for a private purchaser to offer you $200 for that nice shotgun.
Yeah.
Or even I would give $200 for a working 870. Just because they're good guns, nice to have around. At $100. Most 22 rifles are worth $100 or more, and you might get some nice classic ones. I've seen Marlin 39s turned in, but we were talking about these ghost guns and what happened at El Paso, because they saw what happened in New York and Houston. They put a little disclaimer on their app: no ghost guns will be paid for.
Well, wait, that's discrimination.
What they're admitting is that homemade guns are there and have a significant impact. And even though all the propaganda is saying how dangerous and evil and nasty, quote, ghost guns are, they don't want any gun turn-in events. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. We're trying to promote safety by getting rid of dangerous guns. But the guns we say are the most dangerous, we don't want any of them.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. So
what we find, and this is where people who make their own guns are making a great political statement. They are saying, look, you cannot regulate guns out of existence, because we can make them. We can make them at home. We can make them ourselves. And it's very hard for you to stop that.
Just hold up right there. I was too busy listening. You know how it is with me, Dean. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Dean Weingarten, talking about the gun buyback. Now, I got a question for you. Now, any gun made prior to 1968, those did not have serial numbers, correct? That was when they started requiring.
No.
I'm sorry.
It, the serial numbers were not required. Now, some manufacturers
made them
put serial numbers on their guns anyway. But there's a lot of pistols.
But what about the legitimate guns that were out there prior to this requirement, when they didn't automatically put them on there, when the manufacturer didn't because it wasn't required?
Legal.
Are those? But do they require? Do they refer to those as ghost guns?
Good question. They don't have serial numbers.
Well, I mean, I know that they go and they find these guns that are factory-made guns that have had the, you know, they've gotten rid of the serial number on it. They refer to those as ghost guns, make them a big pile of ghost guns, you know, the ones that are homemade and the ones that were made, you know, that they altered. And I know they use that to bolster the numbers.
Well, I was looking at, trying to find an image for an article. And I have an agreement with Rock Island Auction that I can use their images as long as I give them credit. And I looked, here's a set of five pump shotguns that they were selling all in one lot. A lot, probably a better way to describe it. And one of them was, you know, a good bit older. It was a, I think it was a Stevens 570 or 620. It's a Browning design. There were a lot of them made. They're pretty good shotguns.
Right.
And the others were more modern. And of the five, two of them were listed as NSN, no serial number, because they were made before 68. No serial number was required. And it wasn't the oldest one. That one had a serial number because it was by a major manufacturer. Heck, Mossberg didn't put serial numbers on most of their shotguns until 68.
Right.
I think Stevens also didn't put serial numbers on most of their shotguns until 68. So you can, there's a lot of really useful and effective firearms out there that don't have serial numbers on them. And it doesn't really matter much because a serial number doesn't make a firearm more dangerous or more effective. I mean, think about the silliness of that. Oh, we're going to put this number on a gun. That'll make it safer. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's fairly easy to get rid of serial numbers. The only thing that you gain by having a serial number on a gun is that it makes registration of guns a lot easier. So if you're aiming at registering guns so that sometime in the future you can require them to be turned in, well, then requiring serial numbers makes a lot of sense. But if you're not doing that, then it really doesn't make much sense. There's a lot of energy and time put into registering guns, but we don't see that it has any serious effect on crime. What it does have, though, is it makes it a lot easier for the police to figure out who to ask to turn in a gun because they have a serial number that you had a gun here. There was an anecdote told by Neil Knox. I don't remember the name. He was for a while head of the ILA, Institute for Legislative Action for the NRA, famous reformer. And he said that he was told about a case in World War II that I believe when the Nazis took over Belgium, they went around the houses and said, we say you have this gun, turn it into us. And if they didn't have it, they'd just kill everybody. Now, today, they don't have to go that far. They can just follow Justin Trudeau and cut off your credit card and say, we're not going to let you pay taxes on your house. Or maybe we won't let you access your bank account. So they don't have to go around killing everybody to just make it impossible for them to live in a modern society. So serial numbers are sort of a gateway to tyranny, as JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, might say. I am paraphrasing Aaron Zellman, who was the founder of that organization. So I oppose having requiring, I should say, serial numbers on guns and making a government database of serial numbers. And we even had one judge saying under Bruin that you could not prosecute somebody for merely possessing a gun where the serial number had been removed. I don't know if that's going to be appealed on up, but at least one district court has ruled that you can't require somebody to, or that you can't make possession of a gun without a serial number a crime. And we're seeing more and more of these gun turn-in events. Oh, I just talked to a source of mine who got a pre-ban Colt, ST1. That's their version. I think it's their first version of the AR-15 that they sold to the citizens. And it was from 1981. And in the article that I had written about it, I said that it didn't have a magazine. But I was wrong. I just didn't see it. He'd been given a magazine, a period magazine, 20-rounder, with the ST1 loaded, and the head stamp of the ammunition in the magazine was 1981. So I thought that was a nice little piece to go with it.
Right.
I believe he paid $400 for that Colt, and because he didn't think it had ever been fired, and I agree. I looked at it. I didn't see any marks indicating it had ever been fired. And those are now collector's items going from $2,000 to $3,000. But the person who sold it to him got twice what he would have got at the turn-in. So it was a win-win.
Indeed.
And, of course, that gun, even though it has a serial number, is essentially a ghost gun. There's no traceability to it. How will they trace it to anybody? It was sold, 40 years ago? 40-some years ago?
Right.
And then it went through how many hands before it reached this guy, the gun buyback, who, there's no trace to him. So you can try to institute firearms registration, but it proves to be an expensive endeavor, and it doesn't reduce crime in any significant amount.
That's interesting. Coming up on the next break, and I didn't get to tell you this. This article is at amaland.com, along with 2,300 plus other articles. Dean is one of the more prolific writers there. He's also the biggest writer there, the most read. And that is significant in that at amaland.com, Amaland is the biggest website of its type on the planet. And that also is significant. So when you're the biggest writer on the biggest website, that makes you the most read writer on the planet in the gun culture.
I hope it's true.
Well, yeah, I do. Well, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So go check out.
Yeah,
what?
These things are difficult to prove.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it there, That makes me look like a very smart guy for having you on here, Dean. So we'll be right back.
You are, obviously.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Law enforcement in Maine is actively pursuing 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 and injuring dozens of others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressing surprise at encountering so many unaccompanied girls.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
Border Patrol agents telling the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential risk for strokes in older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Dean Weingarten. We're going to go off script just for a little bit, simply because the elephant in the room is what's going on up in Lewiston, Maine. Are you as mystified by this as I am?
Well, the more I hear, the less mystified I become.
Okay.
And you know that a lot of times, most of the time, early reports are unreliable. Some people think that what you hear first is the most reliable. In my experience, it is exactly the opposite. Early reports have a lot of misinformation in them. People make assumptions. One of the things I've noted on the reporting about this incident is initially they said 22 people were killed. Well, now the latest figure I am hearing is 18. So maybe they counted a few people twice.
Right.
And there's probably people in critical care that may make it or may not. So we don't have a good number for the number of people killed. Another thing is that it appears that this man had some military training. We don't know how much. I've heard on several occasions people said he was a firearms instructor. But I also saw one place where they said that that was retracted, and he wasn't. So was he or not? I don't know for certain. He also had mental issues. And complained about people, voices in his head telling him to do things. He apparently, at one instance, threatened to shoot up a military base. He was, I believe, in a mental institution for at least 2 weeks while on. It sounded like it was while he was on active duty, but I don't know for certain. And he may have been kicked out of the National Guard. All those things that are floating around, we will get more information later. However, just because someone is mentally unstable doesn't mean that they're stupid. And it sounds like this guy had some kind of escape and evasion plan. because he wasn't apprehended right away. Now, I saw a story again, which I haven't seen confirmed anywhere, that his vehicle was found in Massachusetts. So it's possible he's crossed a few state lines here.
Well, I thought they found his vehicle next to the river. Has that changed now?
I saw one indication that it was in Massachusetts. Okay. I saw another that he found it next to a boat landing or dock or something now. And that, of course, opens up the possibility that he may have had an escape plan using a boat.
Right.
Which I've often thought about, but I haven't published because I don't want to give people ideas. But,
right.
But frankly, if you use less than conventional craft to escape, it's harder to track you. There aren't that many cameras on the open ocean. There are a lot of boats out there in that area. You're just another boat. And it isn't like they have a license plate they can zoom in on from a drone overhead and say, who does that boat belong to? Now, a lot of boats have numbers on them, but they're meant to be read from the side, not from overhead. So, we don't know a whole lot. We eventually, I think, will find out more. But at the moment, we don't know much. Now, when I looked at the picture that supposedly showed him, he appeared to have a beard. He might shave that off. The rifle appeared to be some form of an AR. It looked like it had a decent optic on it. Maybe a flashlight underneath. So, this guy, I suspect, knows more about firearms than your general mass murderer. And that makes him a bit more dangerous. But we'll know more when and if he is apprehended and if he's alive. And eventually, maybe there's a manifesto. Maybe there isn't. Lots of uncertainties at this point.
The whole thing with this is, it's becoming a habit for us not to find out what was the motivating factor. We don't know anything about the Mandalay Bay guy, even now, do we? I mean, that just sort of that. Once it happened, and everybody's like, "Oh, that fell by the wayside so fast." They got the bump stocks out of that, but I mean, that was it.
I actually have seen some information, saying that he had lost a lot in his gambling, and it's. But you're right. It wasn't publicized a lot.
No.
And then the closer one is this one where the LGBT trans...
Audrey Hale, yeah.
Yeah, where she wrote a manifesto, so we are told, and we still haven't seen it, and it's been several months now.
Yeah.
And so why haven't we? I have this feeling that if it was bad for Republicans or gun owners, it probably would have been let out already.
Do you think?
Yeah, I got that feeling. You know, I see this bias in the media about things like that. So that's what I think might be going on here. If I were in Massachusetts, I would be more concerned. I'd be worried, if he was around there somewhere. Of course, he could have taken a boat to Massachusetts, too. I mean, they're not very far apart. I think probably less than 100 miles from where the mass killing occurred in Maine to Massachusetts border. There's only a thin piece of New Hampshire between Maine and Massachusetts, as I recall.
Cool.
So,
I just find this interesting. Plus, the other thing I find interesting is that in today's world, and I have suspected this quite a bit, but in today's world, we live in a sort of a surveillance state.
Oh, question. No question.
But this guy has vanished.
Well, and that's where I mentioned if he took a boat. Because the boat moves outside of generally the surveillance state. We don't have good surveillance over the open oceans or most waterways yet, anyway. I mean, we may eventually. Starlink might have cameras that'll watch all the oceans. There are cameras that do, but when it comes to especially small craft, they don't track them all that well at this point. the other, I don't think he did this, but some people have used bicycles to commit crimes because they're really hard to track. You know, they don't have much of a license plate. Often people ride them without license plates. Throw a different outer garment over whatever you're wearing, or take off the one you have on, and suddenly there's no easy tracking of you.
Right.
So there are ways in which you can defeat some of the tracking methods we have now, but it's far, far harder than it was even 10 years ago. Just many more cameras tied into surveillance systems.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Chris Dorner in California.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, I think that's a fairly interesting comparison, and there are similarities for certain.
Well, I think just judging from what I saw as far as the movement of all of these police officers in there, all gunned up and everything, that they don't really know his capability, so they're not going to take any chances. But here's the other question, and you don't have time to answer this. We can answer this in the next segment, but Maine is a permitless carry state.
Yes, it is.
And he went into not one, but two locations. And as far as I can tell, nobody engaged him.
Yes, that's what I see, too. And I was wondering about that. Now, I haven't looked on a map. Maybe you have. That this location is fairly close to the New Hampshire border, or
right,
the New York border. New Hampshire, I believe. So you may have a bit more of a cultural similarity to getting down to where it's closer to New York and Massachusetts.
Right. Interesting. Let's do it one more time. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to, and this is the last time on the firing line, by the way, just so you know. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about one thing about Maine being a permitless carry state. The other thing about Maine is that they only had 29 total homicides last year altogether.
Wow.
Do you think that maybe it's so good in Maine that people leave the doors open, unlocked, and can leave the gun at home or in the car or something? I mean, is life that good?
It could be. You know, Israel had a very low homicide rate too. So it shows you that you can become complacent. Now, Israel isn't a permitless carry state. It was very hard to get a permit, probably still is in Israel.
Right.
But people can become complacent. Complacency is a real thing. And we are in tumultuous times here. I think we have been living in a golden age. We've been more prosperous. Humanity is better off. It's easier to stay alive and not starve and have a roof over your head and get medical care and get education and be able to travel now than it ever has been. But when people get really prosperous, they start becoming complacent, and sometimes bad things happen.
That's my thought. I mean, I sit around here. I have looked at what's going on around here, and I live in South Carolina. We don't have this kind of stuff that you see in most of these blue cities. Nowhere near it. And yet, I'm moving around, and as I move around, you would think that I was going to combat in my own slow, older way, you know, because I've looked at what's going on in the United States, and I see what I see, and I'm just saying to myself, okay, you better be ready for this, because the handgun, most of the time when I'm carrying a handgun, that's for me to fight my way back to the long gun.
Well, I have to say, when I am legally required to be unarmed, I have the same mindset. I don't change that easily as when I'm armed. Only now I'm going, damn, I don't have any way to fight. Or at least that's not quite true. I have ways to fight. They're just not as effective. But I'm thinking, well, gee, you know, if something happened 30 feet over there, it's a lot harder to affect that with just a pocket knife. Especially as I'm nowhere near as fast as I used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago. The mindset, I think most people maintain the mindset, and it reinforces the options that being armed give you that you don't have if you're not armed.
I believe that. I believe that myself. I mean, and, you know, interestingly enough, I have gone completely over back into the Glock.
Well, you know, the Glock has become the standard handgun of our time, I would have to say.
Right.
It supplanted the Smith & Wesson Model 10. And the Smith & Wesson Model 10 was basically the handgun for the United States for close to 50, 60 years. It was the police handgun. It was considered standard handgun caliber and 38 special. And it served very well. But eventually, the advantages of a semi-automatic with high magazine capacity, a loaded Glock doesn't weigh much more than a loaded Model 10.
Right.
And it's a little easier to conceal. The trigger may not be quite as good in single action, but it may be a little better than the double action Model 10. So the Glock has become our standard sidearm of the time. People in Europe might say that we had others other than the Model 10, but when I purchased a couple dozen revolvers that had come from the London police about 20 years ago, and they were all Model 10s that had been sent to the United States for sale. And they were going to the Glock, which I think shows the point that I've been making.
Right. Well,
they were not shot much.
Yeah. My thought process with this was this. I have a Staccato that I've set up pretty good. But I have only so many magazines for this. And I want to be able to go to a class and train with it. And, you know, I don't like loading magazines. So I have enough Glock magazines where I could probably go to a class and I'll only load magazines once. Right?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so I don't have that any other way. Plus, with a Glock, I have so many. I mean, if you have a Glock 17, same magazines going to 34, same magazines going to 45, they will work in the 19, and they will work in the 26. So any of the Glocks work really well with any of the magazines. And that, for me, that is a whole lot of convenience.
I think the Glock, with their use of modern materials and a fresh look at what a combat fire handgun should look like, because that's what they did with their competition in Austria that they won, made a significant difference in the capacity and the reliability of firearms. Glocks are notorious for being very, very reliable. That helps if you clean them, but they're just an extremely reliable firearm.
Yeah.
And, you know, every 50 to 100,000 rounds, change out some springs. But they are very, very reliable. And, frankly, the Model 10 had a reputation for extreme reliability, as long as you kept it clean. Now, you drop it in some sand and get some of that grit in the revolver mechanism, yeah, they probably won't work. But, in general, a combat passive handgun, above all else, has to be reliable. And both the Glock and the Model 10 have reputations as being very reliable handguns.
Well, I have always found that to be the case. I wanted to adopt the SIG P320, but until they do something about that FCU, I'm going to stick with where I'm at. Although I have done a couple things to my Glock that you probably shake your head at. Both my Glock 45 and my Glock 17 are set up with the same sights and the same trigger. They're both, the triggers are the Timney trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that just feels more like as far as the pull on it, that feels more like a 1911 or a 2011 to me when it's actually occurring than the regular Glock trigger does.
Well, that's one of the beauties of having a personal handgun, is you get to customize it to your tastes and desires. And frankly, the Glock trigger from the factory is acceptable, but it's not great. you know, it's a little bit heavier than you want on a typical single action trigger, but then it's quite a bit lighter than many of the double actions. So it's a compromise, and you can get even nicer triggers like you put on with it. So if you, especially if you carry it in a holster that covers that trigger guard, you know, it's a perfectly good gun to carry around, and having a good trigger makes a gun a lot easier to shoot well.
Well, for me, that was the whole thing. But I got my mojo back on it the other day. My instructor friend was watching my hands. We made one micro adjustment on one thing, and boom, center mass.
Cool.
I was a little left, a little low, and then boom, I'm right where I want to be. So I'm happy now. It would make a good article, Dean. My friend Bill, how much money did he lose trying to learn how to pull a Glock trigger? How much did it cost him?
I'm having so much fun with these gun turn-ins and bear stories. I don't
you
know.
You don't need any more content. That's plenty stuff. Plenty stuff. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Once again, I'd like to take the time to thank you very much for joining me today. I always the stuff that you bring is always without peer. So thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I was glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Ammoland.com, all the articles except for our discussion about what's going on in Lewiston. You can find the articles at Ammoland.com. He is the most prolific. He's got here lately. He's had, let's see, three published in one day. That's prolific. That is really prolific, and that's the biggest website. As far as I am concerned, I'll be back here on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.